We're all familiar with the word instead. We use it quite often. It just means something that's an alternative or something that's put in place of something else. So over recent months, there have been lots of things that we can't do. And so when we can't do something, then instead we do something else. Maybe there's something that you can't get, and so instead you're given something else. We use that word instead quite often. Not able to go here, but instead we go over there. Instead. It's just a replacement, an alternative, a substitute. But it's not just a little bit of a change to something. When we use the word instead, it sort of suggests a complete change. No, you can't do this, but instead you will do something completely different. We can't offer you this, but instead of that, we can offer you this. And it suggests a complete change, a completely different outlook. Isaiah uses this word instead all through this chapter 61, which Robert has just read for us. He offers a crown of beauty instead of ashes. He offers oil of gladness instead of mourning. He offers a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. He offers double portion instead of shame. He offers a rejoicing instead of disgrace. Isaiah looks to the sovereign Lord and knows that this is the God who speaks to us with this word instead. Back then, and still in some cultures today, putting ashes on your head was a sign of being distraught. That something was wrong, and the ashes, the burnt out ashes on your head, sort of signified what was going on in your life, the destruction in your own life for some reason. And ashes on the head sort of represented that. There was nothing beautiful left. The world has come crashing down. It was in ashes. Hope was gone. And we all know that when we mourn, tears run, tears flow until we feel that we can cry no more. It's just being dried up. And then there's that spirit of despair, which all of us will have experienced at some stage, in some situation where we just feel all hope is gone and we're left with that spirit of despair, which is weak, which is lifeless. Ashes, mourning, faint spirit, shame, disgrace. These are all the things that Isaiah describes that are going on in people's lives. They could well have described the lives of those people, God's people who were in exile. We've talked a lot about people being in exile over these last weeks and months through Ezra and Nehemiah. Isaiah speaks to those people as they come back, but they've been in exile. They've been removed from everything which was familiar, everything which was important to them, everything in which they found their security, everything which gave them comfort, everything which was familiar. They had been torn away from all of that and placed in exile. Why wouldn't you have despair? Why wouldn't you mourn? Why wouldn't you cover yourself in ashes in that situation? The Jews had been in exile in Babylon, excuse me, for 70 years. And you can imagine that all during that 70 years, they wanted nothing more than to go home. They just wanted to get back to that place that they loved. And I'm sure they often talked about it. They remembered it. They shared stories of home. They hoped, they waited, they prayed. I'm sure all of those things happened as they just thought back to how beautiful Jerusalem was, how wonderful the temple was, how great it was to gather together to worship in that place. All those things would have gone through their heads and their hearts as they remembered. But the difficulty was this. It wasn't how they remembered it. The beautiful Jerusalem was just a ruin. That glorious temple that they loved to go up to was rubble. The vineyards, the fields, which had been so productive, which they'd been blessed with by God, were now overgrown and unproductive. It wasn't the place that they remembered. And you can imagine those folks, the excitement in them coming back home and then discovering the devastation. And the ashes and the mourning and the spirit of despair that they had experienced in Babylon must have re-entered their lives when they looked around them. But this is the God of instead. The God who recognizes what people are going through. The God who knew how difficult life had been and was for those folks. The God who knows how difficult life is for us. And is still the God of instead. And so instead of the ashes of desolation, there's this crown of beauty, which speaks of joy, which speaks of victory. It's no longer ashes, it's no longer desolation. This is joy, this is beauty, this is victory. Instead of mourning, there's this oil of gladness, restoring, renewing, glistening, nourishing. Instead of that spirit of despair, there is the garment of praise. Instead of being downhearted and without hope, they begin to lift their eyes, and in this garment of praise, they sing out their praise to their God who has brought them there and given them this renewed spirit. This is what God promises his people. Instead, instead, instead. And as you read through the rest of that chapter, which Robert has read for us, you realize that they will rebuild. They will restore. They will renew. Things will be as God wanted them to be. Instead, God puts these things in place. This is what Isaiah promises from God. Not little changes. Not little tweaks, not little changes that might just pass as something different, but instead, total transformation. Ashes are gone. Mourning is gone. That spirit of despair is gone. People are changed. Jerusalem, the temple, restored. People are singing and worship again. Instead. And then years later, Jesus walks into a synagogue in Nazareth, picks up a scroll, and reads these verses from the prophet Isaiah. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. And Luke in his gospel simply says, Jesus said, today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. And he rolls up the scroll and sits down. Jesus, the one who offers us all those insteads, and so much more. In Jesus, all of those great insteads happen. Jesus is the one who takes our sin and gives us instead his righteousness. Jesus is the one who takes us as enemies of God and through his sacrifice on the cross makes us instead to be children of God. Jesus is the one who has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and instead has brought us into the light of his kingdom. Jesus is the one who has taken those people who are heavy and bound in their sin and instead has set them free. Their chains are gone. Jesus is the one who today offers each of us God's instead. The bread, the wine, point to a body broken, blood shed in our place instead of us, so that we might experience the crown of beauty, the oil of gladness, the garment of praise because of Jesus. Instead of that condemnation which we deserve, we experience amazing grace. Instead of despair, we experience hope. Hope not just for this short time, for today, but for tomorrow and for all of eternity. Jesus offers hope. Jesus is hope instead of despair. And so we come in a few minutes to this table, to the one who speaks to us of instead. Not just changing us slightly, but transforming us. The one who gives us every instead so that we can have life, and life in all of its fullness. Jesus is the one in whom all our insteads are really met. As Jesus speaks to you, as the living, risen Christ speaks to you this day, what is it that you need to be taken away and replaced with an instead? The ashes of desolation, the mourning, a broken heart, or mourning over our own sinfulness, the spirit of despair, the shame, the disgrace, whatever it is, Jesus offers to take that and instead give us his joy, his gladness. Fill our hearts with his praise. It's not about us. It's not about what you and I can do. It's not about what Ballywillan can do. It's all about what Jesus has done and what he continues to do and will do into eternity. May God give us the grace to know where we need those insteads in our own lives. And then to receive from him. Let's pray together. Lord, in lots of ways, our own lives display these characteristics of exiles, ashes, mourning, and despair. And we thank you that your promise of praise, of gladness, of beauty is not an empty promise. For all your promises are fulfilled in Jesus. So in this time, in this day, work in us, we pray. And may we be your instead people where you have set us. And this we pray in the strong name of Jesus. Amen.